It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like all those who's astray. A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. When nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Monday, everybody. So delighted to have you listening to BPN Radio here on this Monday. And I'm in San Diego, California, where tonight I'll be ministering at San Diego Christian Worship Center, where Art and Wendy Evans are the pastors. So, good Monday. This is Martin Luther King's birthday. Many of you have a holiday and not having to go to work today. Congratulations on that. We're celebrating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and who had a dream for this nation, and we're going to be sharing a portion of that speech today, and we're going to be praying together today, knowing that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We want to welcome cities and churches all across America who pray here on the Breakout Prayer Network, and I want to welcome nations around the world that are now praying with us, including the United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, France, China, Germany, Australia, Mexico, the Bahamas, Pakistan, Guatemala, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Spain. We want to welcome Belgium, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Poland, the Republic of Moldova, Burundi, Kenya, Malaysia, Korea, and other nations of the world praying with us today all across America and 20-something nations of the world. So thanks for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you're our Father, and we're your son and daughter. And we just declare today is a good day, and we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, praying the will of God be done in our lives today, and the will of God be done on this radio broadcast today, in Jesus' name. So we dedicate this hour to you on this Monday. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would lead and guide and direct this broadcast today, in Jesus' name. Well, I just want to declare to you listening, praying with me today, that today is a good day. It's a beautiful day. It's a blessed day. It's a marvelous day. It's a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge, but we don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for us, then who can be against us? Nobody. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Today is a good day, and I declare this morning that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be, and you can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. Today is a good day, and I declare on this Monday that God is setting things up for you today. Divine appointments and divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. I declare that your steps are ordered by the Lord. New opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, new vehicle paid off, old home paid off, new opportunities, new favor, new relationships, new friend, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new promotions, new business, new peace, new favor. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in your family. All is well in your future. All is well in your finances. All is well in your health. All is well in your emotions. All is well in your city. All is well in your neighborhood. I declare that all is well in your health and in your emotions. I declare that all is well. I declare today is a good day, wonderful day, beautiful day, prosperous day, blessed day, happy day, holy day, contented day. It's a wonderful Monday, TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. And I declare that God has not brought you this far to let you down or let you drown. I declare that you are going to the other side. I declare that you could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future. But here you are today on this Monday, alive and well, and I declare that God has a wonderful plan for you. I declare that you have the heart of a champion, that you were created to be a champion. I declare that you were created and born to be a history maker. Here's my friend from England, Martin Smith, and he's going to sing about it today. He's going to sing about a history maker. Here we go, Martin Smith.
Let's get ready for a great day, ladies and gentlemen, as we pray together.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it
Well, there you have Martin Smith. You're going to be history maker. I declare today that we're going to be history makers. Welcome to BPN Radio on this Monday as we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. And we pray for the will and plan and purpose of God being done in your life. I just came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that God has a good plan for your life. And we're going to pray for revival in this nation. We're going to pray for another spiritual awakening. But we're also going to pray not only the will of God be done in this nation, but the will of God be done in your land. And we're going to pray in your life. We're going to pray that right now. Father, I pray the will of God be done in every person that's listening to BPN Radio on this Monday. I pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. Lord, I don't know what's going on in them today. There may be all kinds of challenges because we know that life is not perfect. But help us to know that we are here on purpose. We're not just accidentally here, that we just showed up at some point. But even from the foundation of the world, Lord, you designed a good plan for us here today to be alive and well. And I know that you have given us assignments in life, and I pray that every person that's listening to BPN Radio today will discern that there are assignments in their life, and they will know in those assignments when to start and when to finish. And I pray for people today whose assignment in life ended prematurely. Lord, I know that you're a God of the second time. I know that you're a God of the second chance. And Lord, if it be your will that that opportunity come back around again, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that these people praying with me today will experience that. And Lord, if we know that if something ended prematurely, maybe a person's life or maybe a business venture, whatever it might be that has died, that did not happen or ended prematurely, we pray today in the name of Jesus for these individuals that you would give them a special grace. In Jesus' name, grace and more grace to be able to pick up the pieces and allow you to come and minister to them and know that life is not over. It's not over till it's over, and it's just not over. So I pray for them today. Would you just take a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your life? Just take a few moments and just say, Lord, your will be done in my life, whatever you want me to do. And if I'm in the process of fulfilling an assignment, give me the strength and the wisdom and the partners to do what you've called me to do. And if things are not going wrong, just give me the grace, give me the strength that I need to carry on. And Lord, if there's something that has ended prematurely, an assignment, Lord, just give me the grace to continue on. And Lord, if there's an opportunity to relive that again, the opportunity come around again, just bring it around in Jesus' name. Just take a few moments to pray right now here on BPN Radio. Just pray the will of God be done in your life. Take a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your family. Father God, we pray not only for your will to be done in our lives, but we pray the will of God be done in our nation, in our land. And Lord, we know there's trouble on many fronts today in our nation. We know there is fear, threats of terrorism in our cities. But we just pray, Lord, that you'll protect America. We pray, oh God, that you would assign guardian angels to encamp around about our nation, we pray today. And Father, on this Martin Luther King birthday, we remind ourselves of the words of Martin Luther King when he stood on the Capitol in Washington, D.C., on the steps there, and he began to make that proclamation concerning the freedom of the black people. And he said, in a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note in which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, as American has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us, upon demand, the riches of freedom and the security of justice. He said, there's something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold, which leads into the palace of justice in the process of gaining our rightful place. We must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. And then he declared, I have a dream. He said, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. He said, I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. He said, I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with the little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. He said, I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountains of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning. And so we pray today that the prayers of Martin Luther King Jr., many of them which have already been fulfilled, will come to pass. And I pray, Lord, that there will be peace in our nation among different races, among different people groups, among different colors of skin, knowing that Satan desires to divide, knowing that Satan desires to create bitterness and anger and rage, pitting white people against black people and black people against white people. But we bind the spirit today of division. We bind the spirit of hatred. We bind the spirit of unforgiveness. We bind the spirit of discord. And we bind the spirit of hatred and rage and anger and revenge in Jesus' name. We bind every attack of the enemy against our nation, pitting one people group against another, one tribe against another. In Jesus' name, we declare that black people and white people and brown people will be able to live together in peace and harmony in the name of Jesus. And the violence that has been erupting in the streets of our nation will be overshadowed by revival in the streets of our nation, by the glory of God in the streets of our nation, that the Holy Ghost will come again as a rushing mighty wind and fill the houses of our land. And we will experience revival in America. We will experience the glory of God in our nation. And people of all colors will worship together and pray together and sing together in the streets of our nation, in the streets of our land. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you come and that you heal our nation. We ask, Father God, that you come and that you heal our land today on this Monday. Heal our nation. Heal our land is our prayer in Jesus' name. just pray that you would come and heal our nation. Come and heal our land, I pray, in Jesus' name. Heal America. Lord, we need your healing. In the streets of our land, we speak peace and joy and contentment and healing in the name of Jesus. And on this Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, we declare peace and tranquility among the white people and the black people and the brown people in our land. And I just a few moments ago, I shared Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream. And I today, I have a dream. And I want to play, if it works today. Several years ago, I recorded I Have a Dream, inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. And so I think I have this ready. If it is, I'm going to play this, I Have a Dream, concerning this nation also.
I have a dream. I have a dream that one day America will turn back to Jehovah God, the God of our forefathers. I have a dream that one day there will be a national repentance with people all across the land asking Jesus to forgive them. I have a dream that pastors will call for a spiritual cleansing in their congregations. I have a dream that one day moral issues will become more important than social or economic issues. I have a dream that one day prayer will be restored in our schools and that young people will rise out of obscurity to fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. I have a dream that one day people of all races will lay aside their differences and work together to impact every area of society in this nation. I have a dream that 1,000 points of light will shine from a network of churches, homes, cities, communities, capitals, campuses, businesses, calling for another spiritual awakening in America. I have a dream that there will be 1 million people praying daily until there is a major revival in every major city. Will you join me in this dream?
Will you join me in this dream? Will you join me for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? I recorded that several years ago. Thought I would play it today, inspired by Martin Luther King Jr. Father, I just have a dream also. That's why I'm on BPN Radio. I have a dream in Jesus' name, and we know that dreams really do come true. And I have greater dreams than ever before. I'm dreaming of 1 million people praying with me on BPN Radio. I'm dreaming of 1,000 prayer centers across America with 1,000 prayer leaders. In Jesus' name, in 1,000 cities. So I just pray, Father God, that you would draw this nation back to you. Because we truly believe today, Lord, that there is hope for our nation. There's hope for our land. There's division and strife and anger. We are a divided States of America. We used to be the United States, but we're the divided States of America. Division has interrupted our land, and we are being challenged today as never before. And we know that your word declares that a house divided against itself cannot stand, will not stand. And so we pray for another spiritual awakening. There's been two spiritual awakenings in America, and we are believing that you operate in threes, and we believe there's a new wave of revival that's coming to America. It will start in the streets of our nation, and we know that Satan has designated the streets of America to be the meeting place of demonic forces, darkness, strife, envy, rage, murder, hatred, anger, But in those same streets, we declare in Jesus' name, we declare in those same streets where Satan has devised an evil plan, that there will be revival. There will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Millions of people in America turning to you, Jesus. And that revival will sweep over into the churches and into college and university campuses. It will go down. It will flow into different buildings and even into our Capitol building, even into the White House. In Jesus' name. So the proclamation today is America, you're going to rise again. America, we're going to see the glory of God one more time. We declare and proclaim, somebody pray with me today. We declare and proclaim that God is not finished with this nation. And we will not become so preoccupied with life. It's easy, ladies and gentlemen, to get so preoccupied with life that you forget that we live in a nation that has been designated by the powers of darkness as a total failure, has been designated for destruction. But we declare that we will not set ourselves in agreement with that, but we will set ourselves in agreement that America is going to rise again. Out of all of this confusion and darkness and immorality and bloodshed and murder and fear and anguish, that out of all of this, America is going to rise again. Here's Kathy Strong. Well, you're going to rise again. Just want to welcome everybody to VPN Radio as we pray today for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Just want to remind you, you are listening to VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. This time or anytime, 24 hours a day, you can pray with us here on VPN Radio. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. If you'd like to make a contribution to VPN Radio or Breakout Prayer Network, your gifts are tax deductible, and you can go to bpnradio.com or letspray america.com or dalegentry.com, and you can contribute there. There's a donate button on those websites, and we would appreciate your contribution. Thank you so much for praying with us, for contributing, for standing with us for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing that God is going to send revival once again to the cities of our nation. And so, would you help me pray right now that God will give us 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities, so that the glory of God can fill this nation, can fill this land. Father, I just set myself in agreement today with those people that are praying with us, because we understand the power of prayer. And we pray in Jesus' name that those people that are praying with us today will, as we set ourselves in agreement, that we will see the glory of God in our nation, in our land. And I pray, Father God, that you would give us at BPN 1,000 prayer centers. You say, what do I have to do to be a prayer center? Well, if you are in a church and you are not the pastor of the church, then you can go and ask your pastor if you could have a weekly prayer in the church, and that you could follow whatever guidelines that he or she gives you. And then we will send you a weekly outline to pray with. Of course, if you're the pastor, then you can just be the prayer leader, and we'll send you the weekly outline. And if you would like to have a prayer center in your neighborhood, on your campus, in your business, in an office building, in your apartment house, then if you'll just pray once a week, we will send you an outline to pray with us in agreement every week. And so you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there is a place, a blue box with a white sky, and you can just click on that. And if you will just send us that information, then we will get back with you and share with you how you can be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, the 1,000 prayer centers. And so, Father, we set ourselves in agreement. Lord, we have a dream. I have a dream of 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders in America, praying every week, at least once a week together, and we all sharing the same thing, making the same declaration. So I just pray in Jesus' name that people will respond all across this nation. And I thank you, Father God, for the 28 nations that have already indicated they are praying with us here on BPN Radio. We thank you for the internet that goes worldwide, worldwide web, where we can pray around the world. And so, in Jesus' name, we declare that we have a dream. I have a dream, and I set myself in agreement right now on BPN Radio. I set myself in agreement with your dream. Why don't you just take a few moments and just verbally, you may not have written it down, but just verbally declare what your dream is. And so I'm just going to give you a few moments. And that really is a prayer to God to say, God, here's my dream. It may be to have a husband or a wife or to own a business. It may be for a son or daughter to come home. Your dream may be that you'll no longer have pain. You'll be pain free. Whatever the dream is, I just want you to start proclaiming it, because this is a prayer broadcast. Go ahead and do that in Jesus' name. Go for it. Father God, here on BPN Radio, I set myself in agreement with those people that are praying with me across America, different parts of the world, Lord, that you would fulfill their dreams. I know that dreams come true. They come true. And Martin Luther King Jr., as we celebrate his birthday today, he had a dream. And much of the dream that he proclaimed in Washington, D.C. in the 60s on that fateful day, that wonderful day, pronouncing a dream when America was so divided, has come to pass. And so I declare in Jesus' name that the dreams that you have in your heart are going to be fulfilled. And you must start by vocally or verbally making those proclamations, declarations. Because by the words of your mouth, Jesus said, by the words of your mouth, you are either justified, or by the words of your mouth, you're condemned. And so it's time to quit speaking curses upon yourself, declaring all the bad things you believe are going to happen, because they've happened before. Surely they will happen again. But I declare, not so. Not so. I declare that God has a wonderful plan for your life. And I set myself in agreement with you today that the will plan, the plan is a good plan. That's what he said. Jeremiah chapter 29, he said, I know the thoughts I have for you, the plans that I have for you, to give you a future and a hope, that you may prosper. It's his will that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I declare today in Jesus' name that you must dream again. And I pray for every person who has quit dreaming because you're afraid to dream, because you're saying, well, what if it doesn't happen? But my response to you on this Monday is, what if it does? What if it does happen? And I believe that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I pray for you today. In Jesus' name, I pray for you today. In the name of the Lord, that your dreams will live on. And even if your dreams have been broken, God is able to put the pieces back together again. And so how do I start? Just ask God to forgive you for all the curses that you put on yourself. and just begin to say, Lord, I'm going to dream again. I'm going to start anew. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I'm going to find that joy jug again through my praise and my worship and adoration for you. And if my dreams have been broken because of my own mistakes, because of my own sins, because of wrong choices, Lord, I know that you do forgive. I know that you do forgive, and I ask that you forgive me today and restore that joy again today. And maybe I have blown it, but I know that you're a God of the second time or the third time. I know that you're a God of the fourth time and so on. And I know, Lord, that you desire to bring a fresh and new beginning. And I want to quote the words of the prophet Isaiah when he said, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? You will know it because it's going to happen quickly. So I declare that God is working in your life, and there are some things in motion today that are happening very quickly. Get your head up, because when your head is down, everything looks down. But when you begin to look up, everything starts looking up. So I pray for you today in Jesus' name, that there will be a new beginning in your life and you will dream again. You must say, even as you pray with me today, you that are part of this prayer broadcast today, you must say, I'm going to live again. I'm going to start again. I'm going to fly a kite again. I'm going to eat some ice cream again. I'm going to eat more ice cream than I eat beans. And I'm going to live life. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh. And I'm going to enjoy life, the abundant life that God has given me. And I'm going to release what could have been, might have been, should have been. I'm going to release those things. And those things that are in my rearview mirror, I will not be looking at. Oh, the thoughts may come from time to time, but I will quickly put away those thoughts and I will focus my thoughts on the dreams that I have about my new home or my new job or my promotion or getting married or having new relationships or having relationships being restored, walking in a new aura of forgiveness, dreaming about the mission field that I've been called to, or dreaming about once again going back to school and completing my education, or maybe going for my master's or my doctorate. Having a dream of a nation that I would like to go and visit, or a place that I would like to go and minister, or about a dream about writing that song, or maybe finally recording that album, a dream about singing on stage, or a dream about pastoring a church one day, or a dream about preaching my first sermon, my dream about meeting that certain person, starting that business. Maybe that dream of finally saying, I'm gonna start again. I'm going to start over again in that assignment. I just pray for you right now. And I pray that you will agree with me that dreams really do come true, that you'll write your dream down. Remember a few moments ago, I read Martin Luther King's dream. And then I played the dream that I recorded several years ago, and I go back and I listen to that dream I have for America, and I challenge you today to record, write your dream down and record it, and then play it over and over. Play it again and again until it just sticks in your spirit and it becomes a part of your life, believing that dreams really do come true and that all things are possible today. I pray for you in Jesus' name. And would you pray with me for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. In Jesus' name, for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I pray for you that your dreams come true. Revival in your own life, your revival in your family, revival in your church, and revival in your city, as well as revival, spiritual awakening in your nation. Would you consider being a part of the BPN prayer team? And if you'd like to be a part of the BPN prayer team, then you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, and you can sign up there, or you can just put this email address down, bpnprayerteam@gmail.com, bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, she will be in touch with you. If you have a prayer request, you say, I'd like to give a prayer request, because we do pray for those prayer requests, not using last names, but first names. And if you want to send in a prayer request, you can simply go to bpnprayerrequest.com. Or you can go to bpnradio.com and you can click on and put in your prayer request. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, the Breakout Prayer Network. We do have three websites, bpnradio.com, letspray.america.com, and youngpreachers.net, calling young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation. We're doing all that we can to see God work in this nation, in this land. We appreciate other nations of the world agreeing with us that God will once again pour His Spirit out. We're agreeing with other prayer groups and other prayer ministries, and we are agreeing with churches that are praying with us all across this land. Thank you so very, very much for being a part of this broadcast today. Tonight, we'll be ministering at San Diego Christian Worship Center, where Art and Wendy Evans are the pastors, the church leaders. And I just want to say that we will be back tomorrow at the same time or any time to pray, because we believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. You have a good day. I'll pray with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.